Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, thanks everyone for joining us. We really appreciate it. We have a full, jam-packed hour of Penn State football talk for you. It's Michigan week. It's whiteout week. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News, and our own Ross Tucker is here. Ross, Bob, how you guys doing?
Great. Looking forward to Saturday night for sure.
Fantastic. Whiteout conditions. Man, I wish I could be there. There's something to the whiteness that makes the lights even brighter. Like everybody wearing white, like it is unbelievable what the stadium's like. And I would say that was a top 10 broadcasting moment for me in 2016 during the Ohio State game. And then just to see all the white on the field afterwards was really, really cool. So, yep, very jealous to everybody that gets to be there. My sister-in-law's going. My father-in-law's going. It's unbelievable, by the way. Everybody goes to the whiteout game. Like, how do they get everybody's tickets?
There'll probably be 200,000 people there. Just 100,000 are just going to hang out and
Hang out outside. In and around State College.
Incredible.
That place is going to be really, really crazy.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives in State College. He says he doesn't live far from the stadium. He said the whole town is just packed the entire weekend. All right, you can get all of our content, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store.
Dude, I love that our boss now has a button he presses when he wants us to get into the actual content of the show.
It's that ding. Yeah.
Hey, get going,
ding.
Andy.
Stop talking about the whiteout. Ding.
Get our app from the App Store on your phone. We're on Spotify. Look us up, Keystone Sports. And you can give us a follow on Twitter at KSN Sportsnet. All right, this is what we got rolling for you this week. News and notes, Tucker's Tape, and quarter two brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Quarter three, we've got your questions and his answers. It's Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Quarter number two is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. I don't know if I said that correctly. Quarter four, we're going to give you our preview, picks, and possibly a bold prediction or two for Penn State, Michigan. All right, let's just kick off. Some news and notes for this week. ESPN Game Day is going to be on the lawn at the Hub. What is this? Is this the second straight Penn State, Michigan game at Beaver Stadium?
Third straight year Game Day's been there. That's according to James Franklin. That's a first at Penn State. They were there in 2017.
Right.
As well.
Third straight whiteout.
Yeah. Whiteout. Sorry.
It's a huge.
No. I just mean they only come for the whiteout game, but I think they realize
Michigan's.
I'm assuming it's Herb Street and Fowler are
it
calling
is.
The game.
It is.
Yeah.
So for them, that's just everything about it's perfect.
It's also a huge recruiting weekend for Penn State. They've got a ton of official visits, they've got upwards of 150 unofficial visits. With a waiting list, they've got 150 high school football coaches with a waiting list to get into this game. So there's a lot going on around Penn State. Let's start off. I want to talk about – I'm not going to say we're going to talk about – let's talk about Shaka Toney and the fact that he could play this
weekend.
Why
don't we just talk about the officiating?
Let's get to it. I think one of the things – the fact that he could play this week is a big deal. That was a 50-50 call. How did you feel about it? And the fact that he can play, I think, is a big deal.
When it happened, I thought he might not play this week. I'm glad they took a long look at it and got it right. They didn't always take a long look at things Saturday night and I think get them right. I think they got that one right, but I don't think it was the officiating crew's finest hour by any means.
Oh my gosh, no. No, they did not have a good day at all.
I was surprised they overturned it.
I was shocked,
Were you shocked?
I was. No.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you get it, listeners?
I'm with
you. Did you get it, listeners?
Yep.
All right. So, no, I was kind of – you know who cracks me up? And you're at the games. Do you watch it back, the TV copy? Do you watch it back?
We don't always get that. We don't get the volume a lot. We just get the replay.
Right, because – Sean McDonough cracks me up, man. The play-by-play guy.
He's got a very dry sense of humor.
Oh, he is not afraid to put officials or conferences or anybody on blast. Like after they got the Freiermuth thing clearly wrong and the Shaka Toney thing I thought was wrong, the next thing that was reviewed, Sean McDonough said, I'm not even going to comment at this point. Who knows what John O'Neill or whatever the guy's name is, is seeing underneath there. I mean, because they literally have an officiating expert. And
they brought him on.
McDonough, the officiating expert, and most importantly, me, all agreed you cannot overturn the Freiermuth touchdown. There was definitely not clear visual evidence to overturn it. And then, by the way, there wasn't clear visual evidence to overturn the Shaka Toney targeting. So they got them both wrong. So I guess Penn State, you win some, you lose some, and they still won the game. So you'd rather have Shaka Toney for the first half. So if you were going to get it 1-1,
right,
you'd want Shaka Toney for the first half against Michigan. Although a couple of years ago, when 2016, when Sickles missed the first half, that second half was the best Garrett Sickles ever played at Penn State. Correct. 4 years. Yes. That second half against, was that the best he ever played?
We've talked about that since then, and he said he was really, really mad, and he just channeled all of it, and he just took it out on those Ohio State tackles.
Is he in the league somewhere?
He retired. He just retired. He had a back injury that prohibited him from continuing.
What about the last thing about the officials? What about the holding on John Reed? If you watch the game where they Penn State sacked Nate Stanley at about the 2 or 3 yard line, and then there was a holding call, they never showed a replay to those of us watching on TV, so you never got to see what happened. You were in the stadium.
I didn't think he did enough to warrant the hold. He did not have a good night, but I don't think that one was his fault. And just on the touchdown, the frustrating thing, I think, if you're the Penn State coaching staff and you're John, on that touchdown he gave up, he was in perfect position. He did everything right. He just didn't play the ball, and the guy just leapt over him. You have to just be a little bit more aggressive. But and there were a lot of offensive holding calls on Penn State. I don't know that all of them were right, and I think the one that negated Sean Clifford's touchdown was, of all the holding calls, I wasn't sure about that one, but the Freiermuth one to me was the one I think just has everyone's goat.
Some of this I'm getting to in Tucker's tape,
right,
about the Gonzalez and Will Fries holding penalties, so I'll let that go for right now. I will just say, in general, at every level of football, what has happened? Like, when did we get to the point where it's, when in doubt, we throw a flag?
Yeah.
What, like, if someone could hire me as the commissioner of football at every level, the world's football czar, okay? First of all, I would spend more money to introduce it to other countries. There are millions of people that think soccer is fun and cool. Think about the children. Number two, okay? Number two, all right, I would tell officials at every level, hey, if you see a foul, clearly throw the flag. But if you're not sure, keep it in your pants, buddy.
Right.
Don't. It's a good lesson for life in general.
Yes.
For life in general.
Yes. If you're sure.
Just a good life lesson
right
there, Russ.
If you're sure, go for it. If you're not, keep it in your pants. I think that's a great point, Bob.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Don't forget, for life advice, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Going to have to start up a new segment in the off season.
We've got it for you. I wanted to ask, I want to talk about Blake Gillikin was a special teams player of the week.
Deservedly so.
And
huge difference in the game.
Yeah, he was a huge difference in that game, and we'll talk about that in quarter number two. But first of all, did you see his mullet?
His mullet's been spectacular since I really started noticing it right at media day.
He started it.
Yeah, and it is spectacular. It really is. He is not half-assing that thing. If you're gonna do it. He's done it.
He should be on mulletsgalore.com. It is spectacular. But if you look at it, his average is 41 yards a kick, and we know what he did in the Iowa game. We'll talk about one out of every. He doesn't have to boom it every time, but one out of every five kicks goes 50 plus yards. More than half of his 28 punts, 15 of 28, have been down inside the 20, and he only has 2 touchbacks. I don't know that you can do a whole lot better than what he's done, and he is now. He impacted that game, and he had an impact in the pick game as well. He's changing football games for Penn State more often than
not. Yeah, so what you're seeing from him is consistency. If you remember back to 2016 when he punted as a true freshman, and you look at what he did in the Big Ten title game and even in the Rose Bowl, he had some really, really brilliant individual efforts. But what was missing was he didn't do it every game. Last year, he didn't do it every game. this year you're seeing a much more consistent Blake Gillikin. And the way that he's punting right now, I find it hard to believe that anyone's ever it doesn't sound like a big deal. I find it hard to believe that anyone's ever punted better at Penn State the way that he is kicking the ball right now. And the special teams of Penn State have become a weapon.
What about John Bruno?
I know. I'm just saying. I said better. I said maybe as good as. But
I just wanted to point out that
the special teams have really, really gotten better. Obviously, Joe Lorig probably has something to do with that. But they're playing at a very high level. And that, the special teams were a huge difference against Iowa.
All right, a couple other things to get to. I wanted to ask you about Rashid Walker. You were curious to see how he did against Iowa, matched up against defensive.
Yeah, I watched him a lot. I don't know if Ross saw him. So early in the game, when Sean Clifford was playing like his hair was on fire, I thought he kind of ran the offensive line into some trouble because he was kind of running around like a wild man.
Yeah.
And if you look at the stat sheet, it says that AJ Epenesa had a sack and three quarterback hits. The sack was legit. I think it came in the second half. I think he beat Rashid inside. But as the game went on, I was watching. I thought they were giving him less and less help. And I thought he really did a very nice job with AJ most of the time. I was impressed with Rashid, and I think that he will build on that effort, and I really think it's going to be a confidence boost.
I think overall it was a favorable performance, favorable evaluation. They didn't give him as much help as I thought they would. Yep. It's almost like, to your point, Bob, they gave him some help early, and then he was doing pretty good. So they did, because there were a bunch where he was just one-on-one against Epenesa. And Clifford's not great with his pocket movement yet, and he doesn't get rid of the ball as quickly as I'd like, because even like the sack he gave up, that wasn't like beat clean. Although Epenesa is more of a power rusher, he wasn't really beat clean. He just, you know, gave up the inside edge a little bit too much. But overall, I thought it was favorable for Rashid.
Because I don't know how many better players he's going to face
than that guy
the rest of the year. I mean, I'm sure when they play Ohio State, he's probably going to have to deal with number two. Yeah. He's a hell of a player, too. AJ is projected to be a first-round pick, and he is a big, big guy who's been dominant in other games. I thought for Rashid to do that on the road with the crowd noise, I thought it was significant for his development.
Yeah, and we talk about him here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, but it's not some guy that you're hearing a lot about week to week. Is you're not hearing Rashid Walker talked about good or bad. So that's why I thought we'd bring it up, because I think he's exceeded expectations so far. All
nice
right,
job.
That'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, is coming up. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.